Happy Monday, family. Time to lock and load for another week on The Rush Hour. Let's get straight to the big guy. He's fresh off the boat. The big man's been up there with Novita doing wonderful things with his brother, Darren. Of course, I'm speaking of the one and only Andrew Juice Newton Jarman. Juice, welcome to Monday and another big week on the show.
G'day, Louie. G'day, Adelaide. Good to be here. It's been a good weekend. The River Murray run. Mm-hmm. Down there for Novita, and Russell Eber did a fantastic job. So Darren and I were down there with all the boat crews who've raised nearly over $130,000 for our beautiful children of South Australia, Lee.
Outstanding work. I think there's a little testament coming up in Round of Music too to you and Fudd, so look out for that. Oh, of course, Round of Music is back on a Monday. Duck Club, of course, it is here. Yeah. Not too late to get on the hotline right now to 8299 8091. I counted almost 10 or 9 ducks in district cricket.
Yeah.
Still waiting for a lot of those gentlemen to call through and purge. Yeah. It'll free you from your evils.
Yeah, absolutely.
Move forward. Release the handbrake in life.
Got to.
All right. Duck Club coming up after 5. Okay. Robbie Slater not far away as well. The boys did the right thing. Mm. First leg, nil all draw. Mm. Safe and sound back at home. Thanks to.
Wednesday night.
And as I'll ask Murph to do a couple of things right now as we're about to kickstart the show, can I have the temperature up to just around 22 for optimum performance, Jars? Can you throw on a set of these daytime goggles to get yourself up and going? All right. I'm first going for massage. I'm going down the back of the private jet.
You take
control of the show for the next 5. I'll be back. Murph.
We're going high tech.
We're going to go all out in our recovery prowess to get ourselves to the end of the year. We know Jars had
Put the blinds down.
It was a tough week last week. I've got to get the big guy up and about back to business
here we
class.
Go.
All right. Did you read the stuff about Yelena Dokic?
Yes, I did.
My goodness. My goodness. Put your hand in the air if you feel bad.
Yeah.
Absolutely disgraceful what she went through. We'll talk about it a little bit more next on The Rush Hour.
Adam McDougall is the health hacker.
Health hacking is simply hacking into the tools, tricks, and routines of the healthiest, happiest, and most successful people in the world and applying these little tricks and routines into your own life. I'm a health hacker because I've been a professional athlete for 20 years, but I've also combined my experience as an athlete with my university studies, from economics to nutrition and sports science, with the practical application that I achieved as an athlete to help people hack into their health. In each episode, I'm going to share with you the tools, tricks, and routines of the healthiest, happiest, and most successful people in the world. You can hack into your own health and live a happier and healthier life.
The Health Hacker with Adam McDougall. Listen now at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Jars and Louie, 104.7 Triple M.
Glenelg are looking for a new coach, Jars. Matty Loken, who has been their senior coach for the last 4 years, will return to the Maggies on a 3-year contract at Port Adelaide. He's going back there where it all started. Of course, played a fair bit of footy, 112 sample games at the club. So Matty
Where's Chad Corns going?
So what he's doing, Matty will be senior coach in the Magpies on a 3-year deal, which means Chad will shift his focus to the AFL development role, work closely with the club's young forwards, and there's some nice talent in that group at the moment too.
Ah, good stuff,
So
Glenelg looking for a senior coach.
Push the Bays on the back foot a bit right now.
Scotty Thompson.
Worth a call.
Dale Lewis.
Oh, wouldn't have thought.
Come back, mate.
Wouldn't have thought.
You got unfinished business.
Oh, wouldn't have thought.
Come on, champ.
I look at you every week, Monday. I go, I'm an all care kind of no responsibility guy, Jar. I take most of it during the week, but on the weekends I want none. Okay. All right.
Anyway.
Okay. This hasn't been funny. The revelations that have come through on the eve of Yelena Dokic's book, Unbreakable, coming out. I've just read some of the transcripts. Mm. This is amazing, the backstory behind this young lady. And sort of, as I said at the top of the show, Joe, makes you think, geez, some of the stuff we thought and said about her when she in her playing days, when you get that real backstory, is just, it's unbelievably raw, and, you know, feeling that we have judged someone with what she's gone through with a dad like Demir and what he did to
her.
Went
to hell and back, she did.
Here she is just telling us just some of the backstory.
I was never really hit or abused by my father until that very first day when I started playing tennis. It just got worse and worse, and it spiraled out of control when we came to Australia when I was 11.
Jeez.
And look, the book's well and truly worth getting, but just some of the stuff, the highlights, just the name calling, just the beating with a belt, which was almost daily, the being forced to run home from White City after she'd done all her training and run the 10K home. One day she was runner-up in a tournament there at White City in Sydney. Edgecliff Station, waiting there with Dad, and he'd been on another rant, and he'd left early. Didn't even know the result. He actually thought she'd won. Grabbed the trophy, threw it into the brick wall there, smashed everywhere in front of everybody. Oh. And it wasn't until they got home, and she was basically on the cusp of another beating, and then her mum somehow let slip that she actually didn't win. And almost sort of said along the lines of, geez, imagine if she had a won. Mm. Just some of the stuff that he did with her. It's the starving of the food. You know when she made the semis at Wimbledon? And she's 19 years of age.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd just done the biscuit and rock and rolled and left half drunk, whatever he was.
No.
Wouldn't answer the phone. Finally answered the phone and then barred her from coming back to the hotel room, the very hotel room that she is paying. All the money she is making. He said, you're not coming home. Go and sleep somewhere else. So what she did... curled up in the players' room at Wimbledon. Cleaners all came through. They found her there and said, look, you can't really sleep here. She tried to make herself really small and hide in the corner. In the end, they called one of the tournament officials in who knew who her managers were, and the managers had rented a nice house just around the corner, rang them at about 11 o'clock that night and said, can you come and get her? And they offered her a spare room so she had somewhere to stay because Dad wouldn't allow her back.
Sicko old man.
And just... nothing was good enough. Nothing was on the money. Everything, and it just started one day after. And she says in her book, aside from the physical beatings, which was the belt, which is almost, it was the emotional ones were the worst.
Mm.
So you can't imagine what life must be like that.
Called her a whore, prostitute, called just her a bitch, all said that she stuff. Was dumb.
Yeah. And then the big one, and the one she regrets the most, and you'll see a lot of this in the coming days, and we'll leave it on this note, was that, remember when she quit Australia, went back?
Yeah, that's right, yep.
And that was it, because that was the old man's doing. She didn't want to do it, and it's her greatest regret of turning her back on Australia and going home, playing for her father's country, and then now sort of working it out where it all sat and where it all finished up, that's probably wasn't the way to go. And the other stuff with him...
Mm.
So it's come out, and a lot of people have come out, well, why didn't we know? How come we didn't say anything? Tennis Australia said as much today that they knew about it, but Yelena was too scared to go forth with any of the allegations that she's now written about, which you can totally understand as a young girl.
So feared for her life.
My other question is this, and she says this in the statement, could I have been number one, won Wimbledon or the Australian Open? Who knows? You get to number four in the world.
She was a talent in a day.
Number four in the world with a father like that.
Like that.
With no love.
No.
No encouragement
and
no real help emotionally. Like you just...
Yeah, read the book.
Subtle reminder read the book. To everyone out there, and I know we say it a lot, I tell you what.
Poor thing.
Don't be that parent on the sidelines.
I agree. What was that great saying you gave me the other day?
Don't be that parent on the sidelines sits there and doesn't encourage and love and nurture your kids and their ability to play the game. Just be there for them, not for you. I've got to try and find it, mate.
Sorry, mate. Put you on the spot.
You've thrown me.
It's quite about
it.
Yep.
You don't scream at your kid when they're learning how to read or write. So why do you do it when they're learning how to play football, insert tennis, basketball, cricket, whatever? All right. Righto, Juice and family, it's come down to this. One more win. We must win the World Cup qualifier between the Socceroos and Honduras. 7 o'clock Wednesday, live in HD with no ad breaks. During play on the one and only Fox Sports, and the one and only Robbie Slater joins us right now from Fox Sports. Robbie, welcome.
G'day, guys. How you doing?
All right.
Good.
Well, part one done. Good. Mission accomplished. Yeah. Didn't concede, didn't score, but we're home and we're safe and we've come home in luxury, which we'll get to in a moment, but we're all set.
Yeah, we are all set. Like you said, this is it. There's no more after it. Last chance. It's win or bust. Or, you know, we could draw and bust. As long as it's not a score draw.
Yeah.
But look, from what I saw the other morning, you know, we should be largely too strong for this side. It's one of the poorest teams I've seen at this stage of a World Cup qualifying campaign, to be honest. And they had one shot on goal at home in the 90 minutes. We should win this and we should win it well.
Does Ange bring back Timmy Cahill, Robbie, and obviously Cruz and Milligan and Leckie all come back in the side, but does he start Timmy Cahill, who spooks the opposition?
Yeah, well, look, he's declared today that he's fit, ready to go, and if he is, you're playing. Look what he did against Syria. And, you know, again, we had chances. There were good performances from the Socceroos all around, really.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, we didn't score. And we need to score, and we know he knows how to score. He's the record scoring man. So if he's fit, if he says he's fit, then you start him. I'm sure he will.
Robbie, your take on the pitch, a lot of conjecture about the quality
of it. Yeah, it wasn't great. No, it wasn't great. It was a heavy 10, wasn't it? Yeah. It was one for the Mudlarks.
Move the rail,
yeah, look, and you'd think that plays into their hands because they play on it all the time, and apparently it's pretty much like that all the time. And but certainly, you know, in respect to our finishing, maybe, you know, the pitch didn't help. They're the kind of excuses you can make. But, yeah, we didn't score. That's what it comes down to, and that's been our problem throughout this qualifying campaign. Without Cahill, you know, we don't really threaten as much as we should do. So, you know, Wednesday night, you know, we can talk about who starts and the formation and the system and blah, blah, blah. At the end of the day, this is it. We need to win or we're out.
We're finished. Hey, should the A-League have a break for our international games, Robbie? What do you think?
Yeah, look, I've thought that, you know, they do overseas, of course. Yeah. And, yeah, I'm one for having a break, yeah. I think if we can do it. Mm. I mean, other countries do it. I don't see why. It takes away from, you know, when there's so many players. I mean, you look at Melbourne Victory, sitting, what, second from bottom.
Yeah.
With Brisbane Roar, Brisbane for maybe other reasons, but Victory have been decimated. You know, every time their first game against Sydney, they were missing, you know, Milligan, Tawisi, Barbaroussis, you know, and they've missed them over this period of time because it's not only the games they miss, it's the fatigue they have when they get back from these games, both, you know, the size of the game emotionally and, of course, all the travelling involved.
Let's talk about fatigue and recovery, Rob. Geez, next level stuff, wasn't it? Our boys jump on a flight straight home. We have massage tables set up down the back. We have the study art glasses that keep you awake for a while. Then Chef. We turn down the cabin down to a certain temperature when it's time to sleep and rest. And we have a short stopover. The Honduras boys leave a day later, have 12 hours extra in LA just hanging out.
Yeah.
All of a sudden. But we've gone and we've spared no expense for our national team to get there, haven't we? Which is a great thing.
It is a great thing, but I'll tell you one thing. We better bloody win.
Cost us 250 large.
You know, at a time when the FFA is broke, apparently. Yeah. At a time when kids are paying more than ever to play representative football in each of the states. It costs a fortune for them. You know, we go and blow hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars on chartered planes. It's not only that. It's five-star, six-star hotels. And look, It's the age, it's the modern age of where we are. If we make the World Cup finals, it's all worth it.
Yeah,
because obviously there's a big bonus, but I think there's got to be a big look at ourselves at where we are at the moment in a football sense, to be honest.
Rob, perhaps we can recoup some of that cash or just sell the glasses to the kids.
That's it, exactly. Exactly.
They'll start wearing them.
It's extraordinary. None of that in my time,
no,
boy.
I'll tell you what, Rob, I got an 8, a 6 and a 3-year-old. If you can give me the go-to-bed glasses, I'll put them on them at about 7 o'clock every night.
Exactly.
And I'll pay a bit for them too, mate, I'll tell you.
Oh, exactly. You'll pay them above the recommended price.
Oh, I reckon I will. Thank you so much. As you said, it's going to come down to one game. Cannot wait to see the action on Fox Sports. 7 o'clock Wednesday night, Honduras in town for the World Cup qualifier. Thanks for your time, Robbie Slater.
Good on you, boys. Thank you very much.
It's a rush out. Jarman, Louis, Triple M.
Triple M.
Andrew Jarman. Gun for hire.
Well, that's a good shot.
Shooting blanks at your cricket club soon. Wild West.
Righto, Juice, now it's the time. This is it. This is where so many cricket clubs out there are just waiting, fingers crossed, hoping like hell their prayers are about to be answered with the Gun for Hire announcement. Barbecue beers and the big guy. That's what you're going to get at the moment. And the lucky winner of the Rush Hour Gun for Hire, Andrew Jarman, coming to pull on the whites, bat and ball.
Yeah.
The game's greatest gift to the all-rounders is Morphett Vale Cricket Club, Alan Limpus, you have got the Gun for Hire.
Yeah, it's awesome.
There you go, Alan. I'm on my way, mate. I'm on my way with the coffin.
The gift.
Sounds good, mate.
Oh, Alan.
Right.
Just reading through why you guys want him. Well, you're rebuilding. We know you are that. You're the oldest country cricket club in South Australia, and you nearly lost it all. We saw it all on the news, mate. And this is the beginning of the hard work. And I can tell you from experience, you've got the wrong bloke.
No, he used to be able to bat, so hopefully he still can.
Bat.
Mate, calls himself a bowling all-rounder, and if he doesn't get the new nut, he will crack the silks and walk off.
Now, what team am I playing in, Alan?
Section five, Section five, which is playing at home on Saturday.
I suppose the big question, Alan, is it turf wicket
or hard wicket?
No, it's hard wicket, mate.
Oh boy, jeez, I've never played on hard wicket.
It's not too much different, mate. Full bounces a little bit more.
Tell you what you'll need. Oh, well, that'll help him because he can't bend the back like he used to. Alan, what type of mints do I need to supply the boys with? He likes a shiny cot on one side because he's a swing bowler.
That'll fit in well.
Okay.
You didn't hear me. I said, what kind of mints do I need to supply?
Oh, mints. Put in the pants.
Yeah.
Who's the captain, Alan?
Reece.
Actually, let me rephrase that question, Alan. Who was the captain?
All right, mate.
Oh, this is exciting, Alan. This is exciting. You've got to get a big crowd down there. As we said, we'll do the barbecue and a few beers, mate. Cannot wait. Right, so we'll leave it up to you to drum up the action on your end. We'll do our best on here. Can I just give you a heads up? There will be a rider that'll come through this week at some point in time. Just take it with a grain of salt.
All right, mate.
But can you just guarantee me this one thing, Alan?
Yes.
I need him returned in the shape that you found him. And secondly...
Is that good or bad?
I don't think it's much good. Secondly, and most importantly, can somebody please wash his white so Marion doesn't have to because she won't do it?
Yeah, no problems. We should even be able to help him out with the shirt, so all good.
Outstanding. Extra large.
Good on you, mate. I look forward to it.
Excellent. Thanks, boys.
There you go.
There it is, Alan Limpus from the Morphett Vale Cricket Club. They are the winners of the inaugural Gun for Hire. Right, you ready?
I'm ready, Lee.
Now the trouble starts because it's going to be a week, Murph, of demands. I can feel it.
Now, Charles, you read your emails, don't you?
Not really, no.
Okay. All right, so you've got no idea that we're taking over a pub on Thursday, November 30th?
This, yes.
Yeah, this is going to be incredible. Cooper's Ale House, we're taking, in Chepps Cross, of course, we're taking over the pub for the entire day. So you know that, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, so do you know what we're renaming the pub?
No.
Can I interject just for a moment?
No.
Do you think, and look, I don't want to have a crack at the bosses, but do you think a day is long enough?
Oh, well, it's 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., so it's a complete whole day here.
You know our history.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
24 hours with Dittmar, Ricciuto, Jarman, Lewis, and the Triple M family.
Beautiful.
I'm kind of thinking we need to buy a bigger boat.
Well, look, the way it is at the moment is we're taking over the pub, okay? Yeah, we're calling it the shops. So you can actually say to your partner, look, I'm just going to head off to the shops for a couple of hours. I'll be back soon. Of course, we all know that the shops are the Cooper's Ale House from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're going to be there. We're going to be broadcasting live, as in, the Rush Hour crew, myself, Ian Hayden, and Ruin Ditson are going to be there from 6 o'clock in the morning. And the big announcement was made today. One of the big bands that's going to be appearing there, Thirsty Merc.
Ray and the boys.
Yep,
cannot
absolutely.
Wait.
Good mates of theirs.
Yeah, they certainly are. Wonderful. Check it all out at triplem.com.au for more details. Make sure you see us at the shops. It's like the code name we're giving Sloaney this year because we don't want to talk about the Sloan debacle all year.
No.
We'll have to give that a nickname.
Yeah, that's, I like this.
So, what's the latest on the shops?
That just might confuse the issue.
Bang.
I'm trying to confuse.
You can't confuse
me. No, exactly. That's right. See that? That was last week, Murph. That sort of stuff is off the radar. Big man is dialed in because you know what's up next?
Yeah.
Round of music. And I'm looking to improve this week.
Yeah, you too. You too need to improve.
I picked up votes last week.
You did.
Because of it.
You got nothing to worry about. Looking at the leaderboard.
Yeah, we're talking West on ground here, by the way. Andrew Jarman on 9 votes.
It's so much. It's gotten to the extent where I've...
Don't be smug, mate. I'll knock that out of you.
I know we're going to... Sorry to digress for a moment, but we do a thing on a Friday called the Boss's Votes, which is the worst on grounds for the week. And we're keeping a tally of votes. And there's only 3 weeks left this year. Just can I suggest that we may have a Dusty Martin Brownlow moment that Bruce McAvaney may bob up from underneath your desk at any point and say, Jazz, you can't lose from here.
Random music coming up next. Oh, by the way,
the Rush Hour.
This is a music show.
As the crowd roars, music is spot. The round of music.
Music to my bang, bang, bang ears.
Doing the show like the Socceroos, this is the round of music where we reflect some of the sporting events via music, via tune. As we're following the lead of the Socceroos with their great recovery on the way from Honduras, now is the time that we just bring the temperature down in studio to about 22 jars and we make our way back up to business class because we've had our massages and we're just about to get into that phase where we're starting to wind down. But we've got a big second half of the show to go and we are, as I said, doing... Was that
I thought it was like a little cat
noise. Oh, it's Merce. Oh, so there you screams. Go. Wow. It sounded like you had a pet. Oiled. It sounded like you had a pet kitten, and you'd be the sort of guy I expect to have a cat as a pet, Murph.
Like Dr. No.
Yeah. Like that. Right, Jazz, lead it off. Been a big week.
Yeah, it has, Lulu.
Random music, let's go.
All right, talking about cats, Charlie Cameron now becomes one of these officially. He's on. Good luck, Charlie. Now, our Prime Minister, Mr. Malcolm Turnbull, there's upheaval in his cabinet, but this is what's happening around him.
Citizenship debate.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Got to get a GoPro in studio.
The Socceroos, as we know, their operation, the high-tech operation for recovery.
Yep.
Corey Hart.
Is that a Korg synthesizer? That's with a guitar.
Look at the fingers, Lou. Good boy.
Is that one of those? Yeah, I like that. You're flying today.
Now, the Adelaide United Soccer Club have lost three in a row, Lou. We're not here to bag them.
No.
All right? But this is what we're here for. Because I got to have faith.
That's unusual for you.
That's not. Hey there!
George Jarman.
There you go. All right, there's my four.
Well played. Great work.
There you go, Jim.
I've got an ode to our local sporting teams as well. The 36ers and the Reds both led by considerable amounts on the night, then ended up doing a bit of this.
Oh, yeah.
Socceroos you spoke of. 900,000. Cost us all up. Here's their new theme song. Nice. The international rules are on here. It had an Irish theme to it. I've only one word to describe it.
Lemon. Oh.
Joey Wright has this booming through the speakers at Titanium Security Arena as we speak. No
more, Mr. Nice Guy. Good call, Lee. He's fed up.
That's a good friend of ours, too. Alice Cooper. Yeah. He is fed up. They're too nice. They're the kind of guys that you ask to babysit your kids.
There you go.
Oof.
Good stuff.
Did I say anything about the international rules? Thank you, Bono. Nat Fyfe spent some time in Spain in the off-season doing a bit of training with the local soccer club. Held court last night after a best-on-ground performance with the boys, telling a few yarns. May have picked up an accent. So the girl said, love
before. He's starting to look a lot more like a female.
I love this song.
Pull your glasses.
Pull your glasses. I'm glad I
came along. Oh, yes.
Great. Why don't we play this on the radio?
Absolutely, because we'd be out of a job. Bono still wants in. And finally, of course, you and your great brother. Fudd. DJ, we're up there on the mighty River Murray run for Novita. Yeah. Love the speech that Fudd gave this morning. Have a listen. Make sure you're listening right at the end to the reference to his good brother, one and only Andrew Deuce Newton German. He's Fudd.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat. Okay, Pookie, do the honors.
Bless this ship and all who sail on her.
Pookie! Oh, that's you.
That's brilliant. Well done.
That was the round of music. And this is the Rush Hour with Charles and Louis on 104.7 Triple M. Still 35 degrees in Adelaide, 35 again tomorrow. It's the Rush Hour, Charles and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
The Glenelg Footy Club are looking for a new coach. Matty Loken has been appointed the senior coach of the Magpies. 3-year deal down there at Alberton. Yep. Elevating Chad Corns now into a full-time development role of the club's key young forwards. So Matty Loken is the new coach down there of the Magpies. 3-year deal. Mm. And Chad is taking care of some of the young talent. And the big news of the first hour, family, is that the Rush Hour gun for hire, that is Jars and Barbecue and Beers, that will be turning up Saturday the 18th. Morphett Vale Cricket Club are the winners, and deservedly so, too, rebuilding their club after that tragic fire, Jar, where they lost just about everything. All right, so Jars is heading to Morphett Vale, and he will be unleashing Those 6 years.
And thank you to all the other clubs that put in a nomination. So it was pretty hard to select a cricket club. I'd love to be available every week.
Can I just say,
as you know, it's a one-off.
We're overwhelmed by the response from the cricketing family out there.
Thank you.
And the fact that you would take in our orphan, Jars, is just a real treat.
Thank you.
If you are able to, can I put this to you now?
What's that?
Completely question unrehearsed. That if you get back to that kind of nick you were in last January, could there be a chance in the new year that this could become like sort of the bi-weekly type number where we just roll you out, big guy, and you just take, and all you do is bowl and just take numbers that have never been seen before?
You know the lead singer of Led Zeppelin?
Mm-hmm.
That'll be my attitude. It's a one-off. Never be seen again.
I kind of get the
Robert
feeling.
Robert Plant and I have got a lot of things in common.
I know Robert knocked back a lot of money, and so did you. But I've kind of got you more John Farnham than Robert Plant. 1-333-53 is our number. You want to play the quiz, start your week off well, and win $1,000. Give us a call right now. Great to have your company, Adelaide. Got to love Monday's Duck Club. Duck Club hotline, 8299-8091. Purge. Purge it out. Get in there. Better still, if they lack the courage, call and dob them in. Jump on Twitter as well. Duck Club coming up very, very soon. Speaking of cricket, Jars, you got a score in the Redbacks game?
Yeah, they're playing WA. Western Australia won the toss and elected to bat Lulu. They're currently 196 for two, right. WA.
No Zamps either. He got dropped for this one?
Yep. Just went with Kane Richardson, going with the quicks.
Joey Wright, as I alluded to in the round of music, if you did miss it, feels his boys are being a little bit too nice. If you missed the post-game presser, here's what he had to say.
We got a lot of good guys in the locker room, really nice guys, guys that, you know, come over and help you wash your car, guys you want to sit down and eat with, guys you know, help babysit your kids, but they're not being men. They need to stand up to each other and say something.
Too nice.
Too nice.
Too nice. Wash your car, come and sit down and eat with, babysit your kids.
He's frustrated.
Got to call each other out a bit
frustrated.
More.
Frustrated, yeah. Yeah, start eyeballing each other.
Could be time.
Step up.
Could be time.
To go back down there. Because when we did that little session with them, they won about 12-14 on a trot.
And I don't need to remind you who's coming to town this weekend.
Oh, dear.
Jerome Cash Randall.
Oh, dear. So 400.
If we go down there, the first thing I'll be saying to Joe and the boys, put the balls away.
Mm. What would you do with them?
Come and wash my car. Hey, it's time to do this.
The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name. Yeah! Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Yeah, I don't know them well enough to babysit my kids, so it'll be washing the car first, maybe a bite to eat, and then maybe... Look after my kids.
Yeah.
Who's playing the quiz today, Juice?
Well, we're going to go down to Power Hills and say hello to Trevor. G'day, Trevor. How are you, mate?
G'day, Charles. G'day, Louie. How you going?
Really good, Trev. 10 questions, 60 seconds, and an Automasters lifeline. I'm just tipping that the gun for hire is not throwing them around too much at the moment. But please ask away if you want.
Well, I went to Windsor Garden High School, so I was hoping that Charles could help a fellow.
Yeah.
No,
can't help you out, mate. Can't help you out, Trev. Let's get nips. Good try, but let's get underway, eh, mate?
Righto, Tom will start at the end of it. Trev, don't forget that Automasters lifeline. Use it wisely and go with the pass card.
All right.
No problems.
Good luck, Trev. Let's go. How many points did Australia win in the international rules game yesterday?
Which AFL player broke his finger yesterday?
Kennedy.
What date does the first Ashes test start?
November the 23rd.
Who top scored for the 36ers on Saturday night?
Oh, pass.
How many home qualifying games have the Socceroos lost in their last 58 matches?
Home qualifying games.
I did say that.
Yep, just repeating.
Last 58?
Yep.
Pass. Oh, Automaster, sorry. Automaster.
What night this week are the Socceroos playing Honduras in game two?
Wednesday.
Who won the Brazil Grand Prix?
Oh, I'll go Hamilton. Not sure.
Pass, Jars' nickname is Juice. Which famous female singer does that nickname come from?
Oh, dear.
Pass.
Okay, which Australian cricketer scored a double century against England on the weekend? Which Australian cricketer?
Adelaide Perry.
How many A-League games in a row have Adelaide United now lost?
I'll go...
Three.
Four.
Three.
He said four, Lou.
I'll go. What did you say?
He said four.
Say three, Trev. It's too late.
Three.
Three. Yeah, I thought it. Jeez, these headphones are mine. Terrible. Yeah.
I had four.
Yeah. I had three.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Correct.
Geez, Trev, you'd think it was their own money, wouldn't you?
$60 said, Trev.
You'd think it was their own money, honestly. Finicum, a lot of family out there going, give it to him.
No.
Trev, $70. Well done.
Oh, well done, mate.
Where did I go wrong?
All right. where do you want me to start? Ramon Moore top scored. We passed on that for the 36ers, 24 points. Home qualifying games for the Socceroos, Auto Masters, nice use. We've lost one of our home qualifying games in the last 58. We've had a great record.
Good stat.
You went with Lewis Hamilton. The Brazil Grand Prix was that man, Vettel, Sebastian.
Yeah.
Juice's nickname comes from which female singer? Well, of course, Juice Newton.
She's brilliant.
Oh, Olivia Newton.
No, not quite. Juice Newton.
Beautiful song, this one.
Anyway, that's okay, mate. Would have loved a bit of Bono and Lemon when we were talking about the international rules. Who broke his hand?
You're lucky you got Juice Newton.
All right, okay. At least Perry was good. Yeah. And three in a row now. Adelaide United have lost in a row.
But he said four.
He said three.
Seven.
In fact, $80 coming away.
Good on you, Louis.
Trev, $80. I'll tell you what, let's kickstart our Monday, Jars, and just get it off to a really good note. Well done, Trev. Quiz back tomorrow. Plenty of cash up for grabs around here. You would have thought some of the blokes I work with would, like, I mean, ducks of schools.
He's got 60 right and you're giving him $80. How does that work out?
Does he put up with some of the crap that's going on around here? I mean, help a brother out. You wouldn't give him an extra Auto Masters. Murph's over there shaking his head, almost did his neck because he was so nervous.
All right, let's go.
Right, up next, we need to whack a couple of media types from Victoria. I mean, honestly, fair income, not much to write about. This is why the AFL needs an off button, all right? Coming up next.
When's the last time you had your brace checked? Better call 1-300 Auto Masters. Give you the quiz with no name every day, weekdays, 5 o'clock with the rush hour. Jars and Louis at 104.7 Triple M. Duck Club in session in around about 15 minutes on the rush hour. Jars and Louis at 104.7 Triple M.
A couple of big calls across the border today, Jars. You can tell it's downtime in the AFL.
Yeah, it is.
Trying to create some headlines. I try and keep balanced when it comes to the interstate reporting of the South Australian sides, because I know for a fact they don't care a lot until the story gets real big, and then it takes a while for them to wake up and smell the roses.
Yep.
And I've sort of got to know that, having lived in this great state now for about 14 years. And it is just continually amazing that the negativity that keeps coming our way, and in particular, to one man in particular, particularly one man, and that being Tex Walker. Hey. Now, we're talking about Mike Sheen, the godfather of football.
Highly respected.
And Herald Sun's chief football writer, Mark Robinson. You go first.
Well, Mike Sheen has come out and said he has named the five football figures he believes that are under the pump heading into 2018 football season, one being Tex Walker.
Here it is.
The group of key forwards, but one standout, Tex Walker, under the basis to whom much is given, much is expected. And I think he has been gifted the qualities that should make him almost the best player in the competition, and he's a fair way from that. So I've got Walker at the top of that group, and it includes Hawkins, Jack Darling, and Josh Jenkins.
God. So his name too far crows. Yeah, and like, when are people going to realise that Tex doesn't play like Wayne Carey?
No.
He's not Wayne Carey. Mm. And the comparisons in that style of game that you want him to play are completely unfair.
Tex is mobile. He works up and back, up and back.
As I said to you, and this is not an insult, but there's three half forwards in that forward line.
Mm.
Tommy Lynch, Tex,
Jenkins,
and JJ.
Mm. So we don't have a genuine big 6'5", plugger-esque type key forward.
Or Carey type.
Or Dixon type forward.
Who loves to split packs and jump.
That's
into
not
all
Tex's
that sort
role.
Of...
He doesn't play that role, Mike Sheen.
Tex, would be the first to admit, pretty average final series, averaging 12 touches and five goals. But he wasn't alone and wasn't Pat in that situation. Mm. But for whatever reason, every time anything comes up about Adelaide, and may I remind you, runner-up this year, fell in the semi-final the year before, so they're getting better every year. That they seem to come gunning for Tex. And now I'll take it a step further, Mark Robinson, same radio station, SEN in Melbourne, making the big call, I'd make Sloan captain. It makes sense to pull the trigger. He said, I'd sack Tex Walker and make Rory Sloan captain. Now, what has Tex done wrong?
Well, I did say to keep Rory Sloan.
Yeah, I know you had it in a plan.
Yeah.
But I sort of would sense there was a fair bit of theatrics in that.
Mm.
And when we got down to the nuts and bolts, I tell you what, it'd be an insult to Rory Sloane if you thought by offering him the big C, that would
just
keep
him. Yeah.
He goes a bit deeper than that, Rory Sloane. Now, Robbo just said, oh, it's not about the money. It'll be about the money because that's what's going to be coming. That's about the future. But you don't just take it off one bloke and give it to another. This sort of thing, you don't pass captaincy around like it's just a jumper or a jacket or a training top, Jar.
Yeah, I agree. And what Mark Robertson's his opinion on Tex Walker, I don't think he's rated Tex Walker for a long time. I don't think Mark Robertson's a big fan of Tex Walker, the way he plays and conducts himself, to be honest with you.
A lot of people, they whack Tex for the way he got stuck into Jake Lever. I mean, honestly, each to their own. Tex has his own unique leadership style. He was chosen in there. Phil Walsh, the late Phil Walsh, backed took a chance
in.
And backed him.
Saw
in.
Something in him.
And then you sort of look at and you go, where this group's gotten to? Guess who's been in charge of that? Not just Tex, but Tex has been up there. He's been leading the growth that we've gotten to here in Adelaide, where they're at right now. So to walk in there, could you imagine the instability that this could potentially cause? If you were to walk in there over the preseason, and now Tex is the consummate teammate. And if push came to shove and they wanted him to give it up, he probably would, it'll never get to that because Sloane won't be part of it.
And Sloane wouldn't accept it anyway.
But imagine if it were to happen. Imagine Don Pike, who's got a really good group there at the moment and sticking tight and been through so much that all of a sudden you pick one and you take off the other. You would split that group.
Correct.
You would have divisions straight up and you'd have the Sloane camp and the Walker camp. And that is the worst thing that could happen to your footy club.
And we know what that does to a footy club's culture.
I just don't get it. And there's no conversation happening out at Adelaide right now about whether Tex remains captain and whether Sloane, we offered to him to make him stay, because that's an insult to everybody involved.
Right? So why are these Victorian journos just whacking South Australian
football? As I said, I don't like to make it a state versus state thing because I've come from the other side and I think we sometimes can make too much of it. But I look at that and I go, it's all right to say the onus is on Tex to get a bit better if you want to be down that path, but I don't think you can question his leadership.
No.
As a whole, of a body of work since he's taken on that role, two times, and I'll put it to you again, two times voted by his peers as best captain.
So he's doing something right.
Spend more time putting pads on than you do at the crease.
He's got him first ball.
It's time to face the music.
LBW first ball.
On the rush hour, it's time.
He cannot do anything right with the bat.
For Duck Club.
Five ducks in a row.
Every single Monday, we check in, and this is your chance to purge. A week's a long time in footy, let alone cricket, when you get naught, Jar.
Yeah, it is, Luke.
And I'll tell you what, don't take this stuff home. Mm. Don't take it home to your family. No. Don't take it at work with you. Mm. Don't take that dark cloud, Jar. Like get rid of it. Purge. And better still, the only way to teach people a lesson if they don't purge is to dob them in. 8299 8091, or you can get us right now, 133353, where we play the name and shame game. All right, you've got something over there.
Yeah, I have.
Cast an eye across district cricket, but something a little closer to home too, Juice.
13 ducks in district cricket for round four. There's some old names, Luke. Really disappointed. Prospect Cricket Club had three ducks. Gee. Lopez, I think he's the captain for Prospect. Ought to be ashamed of yourself, young man. Anyway, there's a lad called Declan Hamilton.
Oh, just returned home.
Yeah, made a duck for the Paraka Cricket Club. Was he going to ring his uncle? Was he going to ring our show and purge? No, not little Declan. Declan would make some sort of excuse that it was a cracking ball.
It was all too hard. Yeah, it wasn't my fault.
Yeah.
Now, doesn't he realise now that he's back in town, back in Adelaide, that old Uncle Gift, he's got the tentacles, he's got
Correct.
Rich. He's got everyone out there. You can't, there's nothing you can
you
hide
can't
here in this
hide
town.
Hide in Adelaide. I mean, so he made a duck for the Paraka Cricket Club. Right. I hope he rings before 6 o'clock. Well, will he? Doubtful.
And I mean, it would be encouraged to do so, given the fact that it'll be awkward at Christmas dinner or the next time you meet.
Yeah, it will be very awkward.
Just on Facebook, ever so quickly, love this work by Jared Fennell.
Yeah.
I'll dob myself in. Golden duck and a drop catch this week off the back of a 7-ball duck last week. That's what I'm talking about. That's the stuff I'm talking about. There's Deco now. He's calling the hotline, which is Jars's phone. Put him on speaker and see if we can get him.
Oh, he just hung up.
Oh. Well, geez, we've got some reach, haven't we?
We've got some real reach.
Right. Let's get to the phones, mate. Someone needs to dob somebody in.
Michael of Woodcroft. G'day, Michael. Duck Club.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Mick, I think I may have outed someone that you want to officially nominate.
Yes, I do, mate. He plays for the Ranella Wineflies.
Yep.
And B-grade captain.
Newly appointed.
No. Last week they played Trinity Gardens.
Yep.
He got a duck.
Yep.
They're going back in on Saturday and duck number two.
Oh, jeez. No. Back to back. Same game.
No way.
Were the deliveries of any note?
Not that I'm aware of. The fellow that gave me the information didn't give me too much. Just that they were going outright or something.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
So Maddie, appreciate the call, Michael. Maddie Aston.
Yeah, that's the one.
That is you. You're not off the hook either, just because you've been dobbed in.
Right. Let's go to Mason. I think he's 13 years old and he plays Norlunga C grade. G'day, Mace.
How you going?
Welcome to Duck Club, Mace.
G'day, champ.
Tell me you didn't get one.
Yes, I did, actually.
Oh, Mace.
Talk us through it, mate. What sort of nut was it?
Well, it was actually, it was pitching outside leg, and it came back in, hit my thigh pad, and my teammate fired me LB.
He fired you out. Geez.
How many baller and what number were you batting?
Yeah, golden.
Oh, Mace. And did you speak to your mate after the game? Because you had to collect the cones, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Jeez, tell you what.
What's your mate's name? What's your mate's name that fired you out?
Albie, he plays C-grade with me,
Mace, do we need to remind Albie that if it pitches outside leg, you can't be out?
You can't be
out. Oh, yeah, we have to.
Oh, good on you, champ.
Well done, champ.
You're perched, and the cricketing gods will be with you this next time round, all right?
I'll give Mace a prize, please.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm thinking tickets to the Boomers. Boomers play in Japan, Titanium Security Arena, November 27. You're off to the basketball.
It's the kind of behaviour we're looking for.
We've reached the young men.
13, playing C's, fired out irresponsibly by a teammate.
I'll tell you how I've been a bit disappointed with. Yep. The Women's Cricket Organisation here in South Australia.
Yeah.
There's a lot of wonderful young female cricketers out there. They're making ducks. Why aren't they ringing and purging?
Purge. We take all calls.
The whites on, male or female,
we
and you make a duck,
we own
we,
it. Duck Club, 8299-8091. That's if you're a little gun shy, all right? But if you're not, call 133-53, name and shame, or get yourself out of trouble. The hotline's been going berserk. Here's a little one just to save you.
Matt from the Brummer Lodge, B grade. Got out for a first ball. Duck fired LBW by my teammate. Hopefully it's the last time I call you this season. Cheers.
Well done, mate.
There's a lot of the term fired.
Just bang.
Isn't it? I mean, a rap on the pads is the death knell, isn't it? It's just game over. The lower the cricket you go, you hit the pads, everybody appeals. Even the bloke from Fine Leg was appealing. Thought it was in line. Duck Club continuing. 133-53. Give us a call. Name and shame. Twitter, Facebook. It's all bases covered. And girls, if you're out there and you're getting naught, purge.
It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louie at 104.7 Triple M. It's the Rush Hour and Triple M, Jars and Louie this afternoon.
Oh, Duck Club just got hot all of a sudden. It's just lit up big time. 8299-8091. That's the hotline if you're a bit shy, or 133-53. And sometimes you just feel the pressure, you get outed, don't you? You get smoked out.
Mm.
And our next caller, that's the thing that's happened. Thought the Uncle Gift was not wise on what was going on. Who we got on the line, Juice?
G'day, Declan. How are you?
Yeah, good. Yourself?
Good, young Declan Hamilton. Now, you got something to fess up to us on the
Hang on a sec, Dex. Just for those that don't know, this is the nephew of the Gift here, so Noggy. Just hanging out, back in town. Congrats on signing with the Red Legs, mate.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk us through this nought that you got.
I come in at number 8for the Pracker A2s on the weekend, and about 8th or 9th ball, tried to cut one. And sneaked up to first slip. So,
You went reaching for it. You chased it, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a bit hard. I was coming off the back of 100 the week before, so I was in pretty good nick. So I thought that I could. I thought I was in a bit too early.
There's that Jarman backstory that we get often. There are the bloodlines right there. I can tell you, coming off 100 last week, so I was pretty happy to be pinning the ears back on the 8th ball. Decca, were you going to call before Uncle added you?
Oh, well, I've obviously had one of my mates, James Mapstone, Jimmy Mapp, got called up the other week.
Yeah.
And he dobbed me in, and I knew he dobbed me in.
Yeah.
So I was just waiting for the phone call. I thought that's how it worked. I thought that phone call comes after you. So
I tell you what, look, the old Uncle Gift hasn't got time to chase up all relatives, mate.
Oh,
put some onus. All right.
Good boy.
All right.
You feel better now, Decca? You've purged?
Yeah, I feel better.
Good
career gods will look after me now. No more ducks there.
Yeah, you'll be good. All right, mate. No, and good luck too with the legs this year, mate.
Thank you.
There he is, nephew. All right, next call, please.
Jeff of Glencoe Cricket Club in Mount Gambier. G'day, Jeff.
G'day, boys. How you doing?
Righto, Jeffrey. You're nominating yourself or dobbing someone in?
Nah, dobbing someone else in, mate.
Righto, who is it?
Matthew McIntyre.
Ooh.
He strutted out to the first ball of the innings and feathered a little one to the wicketkeeper on the very first ball of the innings.
Oh, a walk of shame.
And they would have gone off too, jeez, wouldn't they?
Nah, I think we were all having a little giggle, but we were too scared to say anything.
Oh, that is just hilarious. Was number three ready to get in?
He was, and he left three balls later. Oh.
So what did you make? Is it all up?
We ended up with 220. One of the local boys turned up for us, which was good. It made it look a little bit respectable.
Oh, Matty McIntyre. Matty Mac.
Well, Jeff.
The golden. All right. Thank you, Jeff. Great call.
All right.
Righto, quick backstory for you. Jars told a great story the other day in his preparation for Gun for Hire, too, by the way. Morphett Vale Cricket Club is where Jars will be appearing on Saturday. A net session where you were warming up, rolling the arm over, getting ready.
Down at Henley
Oval.
With
a young man by the name of Jack Simpson.
Jack Simpson. And he had his mate there just getting ready for their lesson for school.
It was one of those things that money can't buy type of thing. Just as luck would have it. You happened to be down there, Bonnie. Yeah. He wanted to have a bat, a little sesh ensued.
Yeah.
And the young kid probably kissed and go on to probably play for Australia. Well, that was the thought process, wasn't it?
I think so. The way he was just swagging around the nets. But we've got his dad on the phone, Lou. Right. Michael from Fulham Cricket Club. G'day, Michael.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How you going?
Mick, thank you very much for the call. Yeah. It can only mean probably one thing, but I want to just take you back. Let's just go back in time. When young Jack returned home and told you what had happened, I mean, was it a quick confirmation of don't play with strangers?
That's exactly right. Yeah, exactly right. He said he didn't know what he was bowling. Oh, landmines.
Landmines. Was there a bit more too much chat? He wouldn't have understood him with the tight lip.
No, exactly. His mate was laughing his head off.
He made the music up loud too.
Because if you didn't hear it, Mitch, Jars came in and said, oh, I put on an absolute clinic and I had no special ball and all this stuff, Michael, going on, that was just, and he said it just felt unbelievable coming out of the hand.
Yeah, I lay blame to Jars for my son's performance on the weekend too.
So what's happened?
What happened to him?
Well, he's come off a great second round, hit 68, and it was going really well, and then on the weekend got fired out by one of his mates, LBW, third ball.
He made it tough.
For North.
He's trying to blame his mate for firing him out, but I've blamed Jars. I think he's confused my lad.
Do you know what it is? And it's, I don't like to compare sports too much, but it's the curse of the Bambino.
No,
it's got Babe Ruth written all over this one, Michael.
Babe Ruth.
The big guy's just been able to put your son in a spell, Harry Potter style, down there, and he can't get out of it.
Yeah, good luck to the team who gets him next weekend.
Thanks, wish him all the best, Michael.
Will do. Thanks,
well
guys.
Done, mate. The good curse, stuff. it lifts in 2 weeks. Oh, yeah.
Poor Jack. He got a duck.
Fired out again.
Oh,
what's with the itchy trigger fingers,
mate,
everyone?
I was bowling out swingers and he just kept trying to reach for
it. Was it a bit hot on the weekend? That's why I was firing everyone out.
Adam McDougall is the health hacker.
Health hacking is simply hacking into the tools, tricks, and routines of the healthiest, happiest, and most successful people in the world and applying these little tricks and routines into your own life. I'm a health hacker because I've been a professional athlete for 20 years, but I've also combined my experience as an athlete with my university studies, from economics to nutrition and sports science, with the practical application that I achieved as an athlete to help people hack into their health. In each episode, I'm going to share with you the tools, tricks, and routines of the healthiest, happiest, and most successful people in the world. You can hack into your own health and live a happier and healthier life.
The Health Hacker with Adam McDougall. Listen now at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
If you missed it a bit earlier, we announced the winner of Gun for Hire, Morphett Vale Cricket Club. And Olympus was the man we had on the line. Jars will be representing that great cricket club. And of course, you know that name because they were the ones that nearly lost everything in that tragic fire a little earlier on. So we're going down there to help out. Barbie, beers and Jars. It's all in there.
Righto.
Gun for Hire. Some tweets coming through. A fair bit of talk around Jars potentially that Couch Specimen, seeing that it's this Saturday, would have thought that the Christmas pageant would have won the race for the Gun for Hire. Hashtag Santa Claus coming to town. Couchy, that's outstanding. Loz is in there. Soccer is 900K for a flight. Sounds like the Sixers can't even afford a decent mic to interview Joey. If you missed that, Joey was a little off mic.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Joshy Overy, happy with me giving out $80. Nice work.
Well done.
Just rolling through. Keep going, everyone, mate. Again. Mr. G. And if you've not got yourself across the Yelena Dokic stuff, her new book out, and is We'll be talking to her Wednesday, Jazz, on the show.
Excellent,
absolutely nice. Sickening stuff. Well said. Splash. If Declan Hamilton, who is Jazz's nephew, who was on during Duck Club, is really a relation of the Juice, last week's 100 should be 150 by next week.
He's got that in him.
And Jazz, this is the sort of reach you've got. Coach McSorley, Jazz called for his head. The selectors should have listened. B. McCormack, another Duck. Hashtag four in a row. Hashtag Southern Districts.
Oh,
hashtag
no.
Duck Club. Four in a row.
He's got to go.
Surely.
He cannot play.
Four in a row, yet no phone call.
Nah.
See, that's your problem.
He's hiding from
that
us.
That is your problem.
Nah, right. Good on you, Coach McSorley.
Quickly before we're done, a lot being made of the lengths that the Socceroos went to in their recovery process. And like Robbie Slater said earlier in our show, it'll all be okay and money well spent if the result goes our way. If you missed it, just straight on board, left straight away, massage tables down the back, controlled temperature and lighting, had these really wicked RoboCop-esque glasses on to try and keep the light on your face and keep you awake.
Resets the body clock, Luke.
They're made here too, South Australian. Flinders Uni? Yeah.
Fantastic.
I'm going to try and track the man down and just see what the real trick is and see if we can't get jars.
I think they're $300.
That's a great idea.
$300 a pop.
If we throw them on you about 5 o'clock.
I'll go to sleep.
No, the ones that keep you awake. No, they're the orange lenses, mate. Right, the ones you go to sleep. They're the kit ones we want for our kids to be able to put
on
there.
I don't give a stuff how much this costs the Socceroos, right, as long as they get into the World Cup, because it's a $15 million injection of funds
it's great.
Into the football program.
We should
the
be doing everything possible to make
our
sure
boys
that
should
we
smash
win.
Them Wednesday.
Yeah, they're known as retimer glasses. If you want to Google them, check them all out. Just extraordinary lengths, though, to go to the poor Hondurans. Well, they left a day later than us. They went via LA. They had a 14-hour stopover, and most of them were in economy.
Jeepers. So it's cost us about $1 million all up.
Yeah, 900K. It's about 250 overs.
Right.
If you were to book commercial flights. Yep. It's very much akin to the way we used to travel home from Perth, just. I mean, nothing like coming home on a red eye with a skinful. Sneaking a few on Ansett on the way through. Sitting down the back. Here comes the hostess. Shh, shh,
shh. Don't let Cornsy hear us.
Oh, no. And then getting off and then trying to go straight to a early opener. Tim Cale shall bring some sense and say final word on the Socceroos.
I think this is just the way it's meant to be, and we won't get ahead of ourselves because the job's definitely not done. But one thing we are is determined to fly the flag and, you know, get as many fans out there as possible. I pretty much feel in my heart and know that this is going to be a full house, and the whole nation's going to stop for this one game, regardless of which sport you support.
Right on, Timmy. Couldn't have said it better
ourselves.
Good luck,
Timmy.
Cannot wait.
You're the man.
Tell you what, I just had a look at the schedule coming out for the week. Is the medical on tomorrow? For Gun for Hire? Where are we at?
Dr. Jeffrey Verrill's back.
The strain, the side strain.
Yeah. I had a session yesterday.
No, I mean a bowling session.
Yeah, I did a bowling session yesterday and pulled up really well.
You were with Fudd at Novita.
Yeah, that was later in the evening. Yeah, that was early yesterday.
Speaking of injuries, how is the great man?
He's looking. Oh, no, he's done his wrist. Fudd's out for 6 weeks.
God.
Fulham Cricket Club is shattered.
Carried it for what, 2 months?
Oh, he's had it for 2 months. Tough. He's got a chip. Yeah, he's seen Jeffrey Verrill tomorrow to get the plaster on. DJ in plaster.
Jeez.
The Kerry Packer of Australian sport.
Jeez, we'll have to sign that.
It didn't stop him from having a froth at 9:30 this morning on the boat run.
I heard he was very much...
with the boys from How's That?
I thought he was very much like our good captain. I reckon we might write on that plaster cast the Duck Club hotline, 82998091. Last chance to tomorrow. Okay. If you haven't got in, Duck Club, get involved. We'll play them. If you can get in overnight, 82998091, the Duck Club hotline. We'll play them on the show tomorrow. Purge if you can.
Yep.
Better still nominate the gutless ones at your cricket club.
Well said.
Hey, good start to the week.
Triple M catch up next. Best of Ruined Dids. Best of Jars and Louis. Best of Rush Hour right after this.